when he got in the vehicle, could you see blood on his clothes and stuff?
I didn't see any blood on his clothes, but he had blood on his, face, and I asked him, what did you do? I said, oh my God, what did you do? And that's when he said he beat the out of her. And I said, Christopher, please tell me that she is okay. Please tell me that you did not do this.
And what did he say?
He said, I beat the out of her.
A couple of years back, my wife and I were buying our first house. It was an incredibly stressful time period in our lives, but thankfully, we found a real estate agent that came very highly recommended from some friends of ours. This lady was wonderful. She helped us through the incredibly stressful process of buying a home, and is overall just a super funny, bubbly, talkative person. During one of our many drives out to look at houses, my wife mentioned that, in my spare time, I hosted a true crime podcast. And almost immediately, you could see this lady's eyes light up. You could tell our real estate agent had a story to tell. The story she told us that afternoon was about a home that she had sold a few years prior. The house itself had been very nice, but it was not the floor plan or the cabinet space that was making it a hassle for realtors. It was the events that had unfolded inside the house that seemed to deter many potential buyers. Even though Georgia State does not make it mandatory to disclose when a crime happens inside a house, the real estate agent that my wife and I were working with made it a point to do so openly and honestly. It was actually one of the things we admired most about her. And in this case, the home that a client had been very interested in happened to be the scene of an extremely violent crime. A murder, in fact. The murder itself was one of the most shocking crimes to plague this relatively quiet region near Augusta, Georgia. However, it wasn't just the gory details of the murder that made the media so interested in it. It was the story behind it all. The story of a woman throwing away her marriage and her relationship with her children, while turning her back on her best friend. Then, in a senseless, premeditated act of malice, she decided to simultaneously destroy two families. Including her own. That's the story we'll be discussing on this third episode of Resolved.
This defendant murdered another human being.
You don't know kind. You're evil.
Not guilty.
I hope that this matter can be resolved.
This has been a brief preview for my new podcast, Resolved, which is available now on Patreon. If you would like to hear the rest of the episode, consider heading to patreon.com/unresolvedpod, where you could become a patron and help support this show. All patrons get access to my backlog of bonus mini-episodes, as well as commercial-free episodes of other podcasts from Unresolved Productions, including Unresolved and Hoax. New episodes of Resolved will be made available on the 15th of every month, so stay tuned and make sure to check it out if you're interested. Once again, you could find more information at patreon.com/unresolvedpod.